from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Yes.
Good. I hope he's, he doesn't look sweaty enough.
We need you to be, just sweat those headphones up for Aiden.
Yeah, the best is when somebody comes in fresh off the field, just drenched.
Yes.
Wrecks the headphones, and then Abe has to wear them for the rest of the game.
Yes.
Abe literally has a segment in 20 minutes
yes.
where we do the midday grab bag of questions. But anyway, hour number two here on a Trillville Thursday, as always, brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. We will get into an NFL no huddle in a few minutes. Midday grab bag of questions, back page with Bo. But Darnell Mooney, nice enough to sit down with us here fresh off the practice field. How are you?
I'm great. How about you guys?
Good.
We're doing well, man. And last time we got to talk to you was – was it minicamp? I think it was.
Yeah, it was early June.
Early June, the last time we talked to you and everything. And obviously, it's training camp, and you already played. Well, you didn't play, but the team has played a game already. Yeah. How has training camp been going for you and the competition level? Because it wasn't no pads then. Now y'all are in pads getting after Joe. So how has that been so far?
Training camp's going good. Individually wise, it's going good for myself. And then going good as well. I'm loving the progress that we're all going. It's always a lot of competition. And things are on the upward for sure.
What kind of progress do you think has been made so far? Maybe from when we talked to you, obviously now you guys have been on the field a lot as a full team the last couple of weeks. What type of progress have you seen?
Consistency on just knowing the plays and not just, you know, out there just running it. You know, we did good in the OTA period of just going out there running, but now you actually know what's going on. You know the reasons, the reasons behind everything, and it's good to put it on film and put it all together.
It looks like early on in training camp and also, you know, going forward, that you and Kurt have this connection a little bit. I mean, you're out there making plays. You make plays anyways, but it does seem like you guys are on this wavelength, even though you had never played together.
Yeah.
Being in OTAs to now, how has that, you know, that relationship grown through that process?
For sure. I mean, Kurt just gave me the freedom. Go run your route, go win. And I'm throwing you that ball. So it's a bunch of routes that that we have had that he's like, look, I can't see you on this route, but I know and I believe that you're gonna get open. So I'm throwing it.
Was that route, the corner route you caught a couple of days ago? Because it did not look like he saw you.
Yeah.
We threw it to a spot and it went right over the defender's head. Is that something you're similar to talking about?
Not that one.
Okay.
That was just double out routes on the side. He progressed to me.
Okay.
And it's more so some of the out routes and the deeper out routes that he just can't see. Maybe a flat defender's in the way or something, and he just trusts that I'm going to be this defender. So,
Darnell Mooney joining us here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy. Like Randy said, obviously that relationship is building. It's fun to watch you guys out there. What do you feel like you've learned about him as a maybe as a player, but maybe as just a guy to be around, a teammate, all that kind of stuff that you didn't know having not played with him before?
He has a oomph to himself. Like, he is like, from far away, you would think he's just the guy that just takes the blame for everything and just the quarterback that's just, you know, I'm just throwing the ball around. But I've talked to him in the room. He's like my locker buddy, so I've talked to him. I just try to install, and I'm like, yeah, you've had great receivers along with yourself, like Deshaun, Justin, Pierre, all those guys, but the common denominator is you. You're the leader of that boat. So, I mean, I'm happy to be one of those next guys. So.
What about the room that you're in, the receiver room? I was with Drake London. I mean, we saw yesterday, great day from Molly. I mean, you guys were dominating. I don't want to say – you guys had a good day yesterday.
Yeah.
And everything like that. How's that room coming to form and everything? Because, obviously, as you and him, you guys are the starters. You're coming out the tunnel when there's smoke and everything. But what about the other guys that's going to fill in those different roles that a lot of people don't look at as important, but it's very vital to the success of the offense?
I mean, everybody's ready, and everybody knows within this offense that – anybody can get the ball at any time. There's not, I mean, obviously me and Drake are, you know, going to be dominant as much as we can. But, I mean, having extra guys and having more guys to, you know, that can fill in and do their role. And, you know, everybody, you know, within this room, I've felt like everybody hones into their role and, you know, are very detailed into their role and love their role. So, and if they get, you know, somebody goes down or anything, they're ready to, you know, take on more. So, there's never like any, you know, pouting or anything in the room. Is a lot of fun. And right now we're just embracing each other because obviously we can't carry everybody. So right now we're just embracing the time that we have now with each other. So.
Kind of a two-parter here. How good do you – obviously it sounds like and understandably think this offense has a chance to be very good.
No.
Why? What makes you so confident that this offense can be dangerous?
Kirk Cousins and Z-Rob, man. Z-Rob comes up with some special plays.
Right.
There's a lot of space, a lot of freedom just to, you know, do whatever you got to do just to get open. And Kirk throws a nice softball. You don't – me and Drake was talking about the other day, you literally just catch it and just go. You don't have to worry about, you know, oh, my God, this ball is about to come with some heat. It's about to be a steamer. Like, you just catch it and just get the rolling. And previous quarterbacks I've had, like, you got some that's like, hey, slow the ball down. Got some steam coming on there. But, yeah, Z-Rob and Kirk, man, they make this thing go very, very well. And Z-Rob is very, you know, accepting of anything that you may think of or anything you may want to add or anything. So.
You know, we just going back to you and Drake and things like that, and we talk about your offensive coordinator and how to utilize the talent that you have and the versatility that they have. And obviously, I want to know about your – don't tell us what you're going to actually be doing, but are you working from, like, outside slot? Because a lot of time when people think the third option or the third receiver, oh, he's automatically a slot receiver, mm-hmm. but you're not the third receiver. Are you 1A, 1B, whatever you want to call it?
Yeah.
Are you in that position to play in that slot where, you know, I mean, you to play, but you know what's in that in that funk down there?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, me and Drake, we go everywhere.
Okay.
So sometimes, most of the time, I'm the single receiver on the backside.
Okay.
And then sometimes we can put me in the slot. There's a lot of, like I said, Z-Rob has some crazy things that just puts me a lot of everywhere, and I love it. I love it. So,
are we going to get a chance to see you before the Pittsburgh game?
On the field. No, sorry.
No. Sorry.
So we can stop talking. They're not playing. Oh, okay, we got it. We got it. Okay. It's not like how Kurt was like, Kurt was like, well, yeah, I'm not playing.
He actually, but I like that Darnell said it too because he knows if he kind of wavered, we just ask Kirk.
We just ask Kirk.
Just tells the truth about everything.
Kirk tells the truth about everything. Kirk, now you got the bling. Do you play in the bling?
But nah. Well, this one, yeah, I may. It depends on the undershirt that I have.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I mean,
it's nice.
It's a beautiful piece of art. I'm just like,
I was going to wear mine today.
Yeah. But yeah.
You play, but
playing in it, yeah. You know that thing comes out sometime down there. You know that, man. Somebody snatch it and you be walking around and be hanging on your shoulder pad or something.
We're not going for that.
Okay.
Hey, so when something, by the way, Darnell Mooney joining us here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy, fresh off the practice field. When something happens like what happened yesterday with a big trade, team makes a trade for Matthew Judon, how do you find out about that? And then when you do find out about it, how much conversation goes on between you and some of the other guys?
I'm not on social media, so.
God, good for you.
We got
good for you.
We got TVs all around in the locker room too, so it pops up, and then you know everybody's, you know, you get some. Oh,
right.
We got some things going on now. Trying to get to the Super Bowl for real, for
right?
Real. So, I mean, especially if you're getting a good player. I played against Judon. I've tried to block him. It was a crazy position trying to block him, but obviously I'm 180 or whatever. It's not happening. But I've seen him do some work to some other people. But so that's a big pickup for sure. And yeah, so I mean, we're happy to get any guys that come here and just help us win. So
how last one for me? How's this locker? Because you said in the locker room TVs. We haven't actually had a tour of it. I think the other guys went yesterday. But tell me about this place, because from the pictures, it looks like it's like, you know, like one of the college locker rooms.
No doubt.
That when you recruit, you walk them through there. How was that?
It's nice, man. It's nice. It's nice to be, have your own space and just, you know, you can chill out in there. Like I seen Jesse Koo and a couple other guys were in there like super late. I'm like, do y'all like to go home?
Right.
Like, bro, we've been done for like 3 hours, and they're just in there playing cards, just chilling. So it's a nice, relaxing place to just vibe out.
What's the best part? There's all kinds of amenities and all kinds of tech and all kinds of stuff like that.
I would think like the couches. You know, you just sit there and just chill.
Is it a rule that y'all got to shower before y'all get them damn couches?
No, it's not a rule. But I mean, everybody, you know, when you get. I'm supposed to be in the shower right now.
I mean, that's always the worst thing. You know, that's the worst thing. Guys get out to feel sweaty and just plop their sweat stuff on the couches where everybody sits.
This is the first locker room I've been in. Everybody's got pretty good hygiene.
So. Okay.
You love to hear it. Yeah. You love to hear it. Falcons with a lot of hype this year and a lot of really good hygiene.
There we go.
Darnell, thank you.
Appreciate you, my man.
We won't hold you up anymore.
Stay healthy, brother.
Get in the shower.
Thanks, brother.
Darnell Mooney there, nice enough to stop by on his way off the practice field. One of the many guys we're very much looking forward to seeing when the season comes around. We'll be waiting until the season comes around to see him. Appreciate him giving us that.
It's kind of similar to what we talked about yesterday. Like, if Kurt ain't playing, why would they play?
I knew that.
Yeah.
I just hadn't heard anyone besides Kurt say it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, all right.
Yeah, yeah.
Cross him off the list.
Yeah, if Kurt ain't playing, no reason to put them out
more
there.
More targets for who do we got?
Blair.
Chris Blair, baby. Chris Blair, Casey Washington, O.J. Allaire
on
Saturday.
That's why.
Noon.
But you think about it. That's why it very rarely – Have I ever been a part of a situation where a practice part is dedicated to the third guys?
Mm-hmm.
That's what they had the last half of practice because.
So they're going to play on Saturday.
So
they
not play.
Look terrible. And
exactly. Yeah. I mean, won't pop to them.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, you don't. I mean, no one wants to get hurt because you don't know what you're doing out there. He referenced it. He didn't get super deep into it, which is fine. But the game he played against Judon when he was with the Bears, Judon had 2.5 sacks.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he just ate him alive. I don't know if any one of those sacks was when Mooney was supposed to be blocking him.
Yeah,
let's try not to get any of those situations.
Yeah,
out there.
Man. I mean, but sometimes, Andy, you know my saying, Andy. Sometimes you got to put your face in there, right?
Yeah, you do.
Sometimes
you say that a lot.
Yeah, sometimes
it's one of your favorite.
Yeah, you got to put your face in there, man, and just live with the consequences.
It's one of my main dating strategies. When I was single.
Yeah, live with the consequences.
Let's get to an NFL no huddle briefly here. NFL no huddle every day to lead the noon hour. A few minutes late today, but for good reason. Again, thanks to Darnell Mooney for hanging out with us, talking about the offense and his role and everything that's been going on in training camp. Bad news out of Minnesota yesterday.
Man.
This happened right at the end of the show. We didn't get a chance to talk about it even. But J.J. McCarthy is not going to – we knew that he was going to get surgery and he was going to be out for a little bit. He's going to miss the whole year to repair a torn meniscus in his right knee. So over before it begins for J.J. McCarthy there in Minnesota.
Yeah, it's you hate it for him. And that was the thing when they told you about the knee, they were determining the damage, determining how long he's going to be out. It's a little shaved. They're probably, you know, maybe 6 weeks or so. But because it's torn or whatever it is, they got to sit him out for the rest of the year. And it's so – you know, as a rookie, you really, you know, you want to keep him around. He still is going to go to meetings and all those different things. Might not be able to get the physical aspects of it, but he's got to stay sharp mentally because Sam Darnold's on a one-year deal.
Yeah.
And he is the future quarterback. Now, these are always the funniest situations because if Sam plays well, you know, he's still going to be – he's not technically won't be a rookie, but he'll still be a rookie because this whole process starts over. Now, he has a head start because he's been through the OTAs. He's been through offseason, been through a little bit of training camp.
And he'll get to do the thing that quarterbacks used to do.
Wait.
Now he's going to have to wait.
Yes.
There's not going to be any opportunity because of injury, but like, you know, sitting there for a year and watching is what was the norm 20, 25 years ago. And when teams do it, it doesn't happen very much anymore, but when teams do it, it seems to benefit these guys a little bit. So I'm sure J.J. McCarthy is really disappointed about the injury, but maybe in the long run he'll end up benefiting from it. And you're right. Sam Darnold with yet another opportunity to resurrect the career. Like, it feels like every year for the last 4 years, we've come somehow into a season for a team, like, kind of talking about Sam Darnold.
Right.
You know?
Yep.
Like, and I guess that's what happens when you're a first-round draft
pick. Number three overall.
You get a million chances. You're a first-round draft pick who's not like a dork to be around. It seems like Darnold's like a fine guy to be around.
Right, right.
So people are like, oh, we'll keep giving him a shot.
Is this his fourth team? Yeah.
Jets,
Panthers, 49ers,
Vikings.
Yeah. Worked for Baker.
Worked for Baker. That's right. That's exactly what worked for Geno. Worked for Geno.
Yeah.
It took Geno even longer than that.
Yeah.
Geno is gone, basically. We mentioned this yesterday, but it's good news. Tight end Mark Andrews from the Ravens was in a car crash, but it sounds like he's okay. Avoids injury after serious car crash. Always scary to hear updates like that, but seems like he'll be all right. Matthew Stafford left practice yesterday with a hamstring issue in Los Angeles. Did you see Stetson?
Yeah.
It was terrible, but then great. He made one great throw.
Yeah.
But he did have four interceptions.
Yeah, he can't be their backup quarterback.
No.
No.
No, you can't throw four interceptions and be the backup quarterback.
No, he can't be their starter.
No, you can't.
No, because I know it's preseason. That's Stetson.
Yo, he's going to be that guy.
Yeah.
Stetson's going to let it go.
Yeah. Nah. And you did that against backups and third teamers.
Yeah. Hey, but he was out there, though.
He was out there, but he did the most important thing, Andy. He went and won the football game. I saw this yesterday with Jordan Addison being carted off. I was like, oh, him too? But it seems like he's going to be fine. It seems like.
Good.
Yeah, man.
I hate to see guys get carted off.
Yeah, man. Minnesota, like.
Love to see him be okay afterwards.
Yeah, you're like Minnesota. I was like, damn.
Yeah.
Like.
Either something wrong with their training staff?
That'd have been horrible. You lose him, man.
On the same day?
On the same day?
Like, all right, what are we even doing?
Right.
What's the point? All right, we'll come back. We'll get to the midday grab bag of questions. Back page with Bo coming up at 12:40 as well. Thanks for being with us here on a Trillville Thursday. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly, beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone.
Yes! Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or track pick number one.
1.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
It's going to be a competitive camp. It's already has been.
It's training camp, and we've got you covered live from Flowery Branch.
Exclusive training camp coverage is brought to you by Kia. Movement that inspires.
Back now to Andy and Randy.
The game is everywhere.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
I mean, I love the song. This had an anniversary 35 years ago, I think.
Really?
Yeah. I think I saw that this morning. Yeah. That. This was,
Sports Radio.
King of R&B, baby.
The Game. Midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Thanks again to Darnell Mooney for coming by and hanging out with us top of the noon hour. If you missed our conversation with him, check it out. Download the Odyssey app. You can rewind it about 20 minutes and catch it as live, or you could subscribe to the Andy and Randy podcast. It'll be delivered straight to your phone, or you could go to 92.9thegame.com, go to the Andy and Randy page. It'll be over there as well, as we are broadcasting live from Falcons training camp once again. Now, we're going to be back next week. Is anybody else? Anybody else? Just us? We're just the
Dukes and Bell.
Dukes and Bell too. Okay, so we'll be back next week too. God, I know Steakhouse. This was our last day up here, but not us. Not us. We'll be able to continue getting Falcons guests next week as well.
All right.
Yeah, like Darnell Mooney today and Kevin King yesterday. If you missed that interview, that was I thought
it was really good.
Really good.
It was really good
with Kevin King. The back page with Bo coming up in about 20 minutes as well. Do want to let you know with the Corky Kell Classic going on.
Yeah, man.
We got a game tonight. Prince Avenue Christian at West Forsyth. Kickoff at 7:30. Our very own Bo Johnson is going to be on the call along with Harper LaBelle.
Oh, yeah.
So check that out tonight right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Two of my favorite people.
Yeah.
Two of my favorite people.
Absolutely.
Yeah, man.
A great broadcast duo.
Yeah,
also,
man. So it should be a lot of fun.
Calling what should be a really good football game.
Corky Kell. Yeah, Corky Kell is full of fans. So I just saw the highlights this morning. Kell beat up on South Atlanta?
North Atlanta,
yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So that was good and everything. Wow. But, man. You remember yesterday, I was talking about my little guy getting, you know, all black on.
Yeah. What happened?
Nothing happened, but something happened. Like, I'm picking him up from school, and it wasn't even a fight. It was some kid just trying. I don't know what happened. All I saw is this big kid, bigger than the other boy. The little dude was running at him, right? Just running at him. And the dude just shoulder blocked the little boy, right? Little boy hits the ground, right? And then all the kids like, oh! And then, like, luckily I'm at the place and Samson runs, jumps in the car like, ooh, did you see that, Dad? I'm like, what happened? He just crashed out. I was like, oh, my God. He just crashed out. I said, and then he was like, it's going to be all over Snapchat. Probably, Dad. I was like,
oh,
yeah,
no.
That's all the kids had to. I was like, you know what?
Oh, that sucks.
Andy, I looked at him. I said, and this is exactly what I said to my child. I said, boy, y'all about some dumb SOBs. That's what I said. I said, y'all fake suburb ass thugs. I said, y'all get y'all thugger from YouTube and TikTok. Shut up. Ain't no damn thug.
But that's,
y'all ain't from the hood.
I hadn't thought of that, though. Like,
y'all are not from the hood.
If something terrible happens to you in middle school, and we were in middle school, yeah, it just happened.
Yeah.
Now people videotape it.
Yeah, I was like, look, you should have seen all. But that,
what a nightmare.
But that's what I'm saying, Andy. Nothing happened. It wasn't a big deal. Dude just felt.
Everybody
was like, oh, he crashed out.
And you're right, but also you're not. Because they think something happened.
You damn morons.
And if they think something happened and they're reacting like that in real time and then it's on Snapchat, you gotta transfer.
Dude.
You gotta transfer schools.
But I just kept I kept laughing. I was like,
cyberbullying, man.
I was like,
cyberbullying.
Y'all ain't from the hood. All right, y'all got y'all hood pass from TikTok and YouTube. All right, sit y'all little ass down talking that crap.
Oh, man.
Oh, boy.
I'm just having, like, flashbacks of the worst stuff that happened to me in middle school. If it was recorded and other people were watching it, it was like, that's the worst, man. It's the absolute worst.
Oh, man.
Sixth grade already was the worst, and now you have to have video highlights of it. All right, let's go to the tape.
Dude, let's watch it. Ooh,
this loser.
Like, dude.
Look at the little guy with the bowl cut. Look at him. God. God, what a nightmare. What an absolute nightmare. That's why Darnell Mooney's so smart. He said, I'm not on social media. What a genius. Yeah. All right, let's get to a midday grab bag of questions with Abe. A Thursday tradition, unlike any other. Hello, Abe.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hi, Abe.
For the Braves to secure a wild card spot, who is their most important position player and most important pitcher the rest of the way?
Most important position player, Matt Olson.
Okay.
Pitcher, still Chris Sale. Max Fried. No, I'll go Max Fried.
Yeah, Max has to get back to it. He's had a couple rough ones after getting injured. I would say Iglesias. Like, he's been very good, but he needs to continue to be very good if they're going to be in these games where he's having save opportunities. Like, he needs to continue to be as good as he's been. So I'll put him on there. And then Michael Harris. Michael Harris is back now, man. Like, you know, Olson and Riley, and really Olson and Riley and Ozuna have been doing their part lately offensively. Everybody else seems like it's kind of going to be a crapshoot. Darno's been really good too. Michael Harris, man, he's back.
I mean, it's a small sample size, but with Harris in the lineup, 13 runs.
13 runs a game, yeah.
It's a small sample size.
No, it's a big enough sample size for me. It's a big enough sample and a grand slam every game.
Michael Penix played 5 series in the first preseason game. That's midway through the second quarter. How much should he play on Saturday?
About the same. About the same. Why not?
Yeah, I don't know. Like, 2 series. I don't need it. I mean, none of the rest of the guys are going to play, you know.
None of the guys played last time.
They didn't play last time. Yeah. So, I don't know. Like, I know there's a couple guys they want to look at that are going to be those depth positions or those depth pieces in the wide receiving core. So as long as they're playing, Penix can play, I suppose. But, like, I don't know. 3 series if it goes really well. 5 series if it doesn't, like last time. Probably a similar setup, but I don't know. I'd love to see him play more.
I just saw that Will Howard has been named the Ohio State starting quarterback.
Okay.
Beat out Julian Sayin.
Was he supposed to be?
Yeah, but there was it was like a competition. They had to do it because the Sayin kid is a big time young five star, right? So you got to cater to him. You can't just declare him the backup early, otherwise he'll get sad.
I bet he does. How much you bet he transfers anyways?
I don't know. It's kind of late now.
Yeah. Howard's only got. I mean, he's only got the one.
Yeah,
1 year.
So. But it's kind of late now.
Okay,
he's got to make sure he doesn't get too sad. Like if you play it out later, then.
Got a non-sports question here, and if Bo wants to chime in on this as well, but obviously there's a birthday this coming weekend. What's the birthday gift that you've given that you are proudest of as a parent?
The what? Say what now?
Birthday gift that you've given that you are proudest of as a parent.
Life?
That's a great point.
I gave you life.
That's a great point.
I gave you life.
The day they were born was in fact because of you.
I gave you damn life. I gave you life. Okay. Sorry.
If it wasn't that.
Okay. Let me get the question again.
The birthday
gift
you're
proudest of as a parent.
That I've given my children?
Yeah. He's going to go back to life still.
I know mine. You can think about yours.
Go ahead.
We gave it to Lily last year. We built her like a little playhouse, and she loves it.
That's awesome.
Now, I've only had a couple birthdays to play with. I don't have as many to go off of as you've had. But, yeah, we built her like a nice deck platform.
It's awesome.
Stained it to match the fence. It also matches the playhouse, which is on there, and then just recently added the swing set to it as well. Maybe, I don't know if she's listening right now, so I don't want to give it away, but there may be an addition coming for the birthday this weekend as well. So we're just sort of adding to the playhouse area, which she loves. It's not as easy to be out there right now because it's 10 million degrees every single day. And even though we pay for a pest control service, there's still a lot of mosquitoes in our backyard that are about the size of pterodactyls. So we're back there a little bit this time of year, but when fall rolls around, there's a lot of activity out there at the playhouse.
Bo?
I spoil my kids. It's hard for me to say because like, they always get stuff.
Yeah.
You know, and
when mine's easier because Lily's 4 on Sunday, so that's 4 birthdays plus Jack's 1, so only 5. And really only had 2 birthdays where you can really give them fun stuff.
Right.
Because when they're babies, I mean, you know. I did get Jack a putter for his birthday, though.
Hell yeah.
I cut him down a ping, ping answer and got it gripped up.
But what you got?
So, yeah, man, I'm the same way. Like, these kids are pretty much spoiled rotten, and these days I just send them a bunch of cash for the birthdays. But I have – my two oldest are July 23rd, August 23rd. So anything we do during the summer, every trip we take. But I specifically, in 2019, took them to Miami as a birthday present.
I remember that. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I remember that. I remember that.
For baseball games, right?
Yeah, I remember that.
Went to a few games, Braves, Marlins, and Marlins Park. It was a wonderful trip. Only about 5 days, but I had a blast.
All right, Hawks' full schedule gets released today. How many true national televised games, not NBA TV games, will they have?
And the Martin Luther King Day game, which they get every year, doesn't count?
They can count.
So one, then.
One. Three.
I forgot they had that one, to be honest.
Oh, okay. One. Okay, if that counts?
Sure.
Okay, then that one. Yeah. They'll get that one.
They'll get NBA TV games.
There's a couple
NBA TV games. But, I mean, you know what
it is. The Trey and Luka thing's played out, so that's not going to happen.
Yeah, it's over. And they stopped giving them that.
It's all about Reese, Shea, and Sarr. Yeah, that's not going to happen. Battle up now. Can you imagine a Wizards-Hawks national TV game?
There'd have to be absolutely nothing happening.
Like, I think we're counting on Amazon Prime's deal to kick in before that gets, that gets going.
Like, you could find almost any rivalry in the NBA more worthy of hype than that one at this point. So, yeah, no, I mean, it's what it is. I mean, they're just, hopefully they're good and the changes they made work and all that stuff, but there's just no juice whatsoever surrounding this team right now. So, yeah, they're probably not going to get any outside of those ones.
Atlanta United picked up their newest transfer, Alexi Maranchuk, while on their way back from Italy, I believe. Debuted his jersey. Did you guys happen to see?
No.
I want your thoughts on the jersey number 59.
That's ugly.
That is it's a special teams number.
That's ugly.
Why?
I don't have an answer. That's just what it was. I don't know.
I've never seen a soccer player.
A mistake.
That's ugly.
I think Beckham wear 77 with AC Milan.
Did he want 7?
He wanted
taken.
7.
Balotelli
so
wore
sevens.
45.
Okay,
and
Balotelli
I'm
wore
9
45.
Was taken.
There's very few soccer numbers that are higher than 20.
It's
you know, occasionally you'll see somebody in the 20s, but 59.
Well, like some rosters, you are numbered 1 through 23 based
sure.
on. So you get up to 23.
Yeah.
But yeah, 59,
yeah, yeah.
man.
59 is like a pitcher in spring training number. But that's wild. I wonder why it has to have some relevance.
59 might be OJ Hilari's new number in a couple hours.
That's how many goals he plans on scoring.
I hope so.
Next year.
Because they're going to be eating to score him.
He's got that left everybody's been talking about.
The big left. As
the big Russian left.
As Garth had to tell us.
Yeah, man.
Because they're back, baby.
59. Jeez.
That's
not good. Not
by the way, that Miggy stuff never happened. That's over.
Yeah, it is over. It's over before it started.
Damn.
Which is, I mean, I wish he would have come here. That would have been an awesome reunion, but I really would have hated him see him go to Charlotte.
Hell yeah, man. Yeah. But, yeah. You got another one?
The time's up. You guys got it.
Okay.
But
you have me think about this birthday gift, because I know I got my kids some good stuff.
Yeah, I'm sure you've gotten your kids a lot
I
of really good
gift
birthday gifts.
Today for
but no, I'm just talking about, I'm not talking about like, well, you purchase, but something like similar to your beautiful thing that you built with the baby. Something.
I'm sure you have.
Yeah. Because they're spoiled as hell.
Yeah.
And
I ain't never built them nothing.
And some of them are teenagers.
I ain't never built.
So you've had,
have I built my children anything?
Well, you've like put toys together.
I put toys together.
Yeah. I think you've just given so many incredible gifts over the years, it's tough to break down any one.
You built them
one.
A life, that's, Randy.
I gave them a life.
You built them a foundation on with to thrive. Okay.
Yeah.
Are you struggling? What's wrong? You all right?
No, because I'm trying to think. I've built them stuff.
Of course you have.
But it was for Christmas.
Okay.
Yeah, and then randomly just built them a damn house. But a damn deck.
Okay, we didn't build that. The house came, it was like a pre-assembled playhouse in a box. I built the deck.
It's freaking awesome.
It is. It was fun. I was a year ago yesterday. We
freaking
built that
awesome.
Deck. Yeah, man. Birthday coming up this weekend. She'll be 4. We'll be married for 6 years as well.
Yeah, I like how you put her in front of that. It's her birthday, not your anniversary.
We're trying to take it back. We're going to get it back one of these days. All right, the back page with Bo coming up next. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
I have to be back with my teammates and, you know, just be back.
Right now, we're just ready to play.
It's Andy and Randy, live at Falcons Training Camp.
Exclusive training camp coverage is brought to you by Miller Lite. Tastes like Miller time, Atlanta.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. We'll get to a back page with Bo in just a couple of minutes from right now. Back into the big story of the day. Kind of a twofer today. Falcons trade for Matthew Judon yesterday. And Michael Harris had a grand slam in his debut. So we'll get to all that fun stuff coming up. Joe Patrick is going to join us at 1:20. Do want to give a shout-out. Now, we've mentioned it before, but just again, because the Falcons do such a great job of hosting us and all the media up here for training camp. The food spread
has been pretty good.
This year has been incredible. Like every single day.
I wish I could. It looks so good. You know me and my eating habits.
Me too.
You know, but I did.
But it looks incredible.
I went and got me some steak because I forgot to pack my lunch today. So, and I can eat steak. So.
Yeah.
So that just so I'm gonna have that, but all the potatoes and all this stuff I won't eat it. But it looks so good.
But that kind of speaks to we got steak and potatoes.
Yeah, it looks really, really good.
And eggs.
And Abe's eating it right there in front of us. They had quiche yesterday.
Did you?
No, I said they.
Oh,
not me. Yeah, they.
I thought you were gonna give me your.
And I'm not. And you know how when my voice like tones like that, people think I'm talking about people who eat quiche. That's not what I'm saying.
What are you saying?
I'm just saying they had quiche.
Oh, they did. Yeah.
Yes. With a piece of ham on it.
Yeah.
And
it looked really good. I didn't have any either, but I am a big quiche guy.
I know that. That's why I would never say anything bad about
quiche for breakfast on Saturday.
I got something for you, though, because this weekend we're coming to your house this weekend, and it's my girl, baby girl, it's her birthday. And last time I was at your house, it was little man's birthday, and I brought her a gift, too.
Oh, you
did? Because I knew my sweet girl was – I know.
She sleeps – actually – that blanket caused me trouble this morning because she wanted to bring it into school.
Yeah, see?
They don't get to bring blankets anymore for pre-K.
For preschool,
you've got to bring your own blanket for nap time. She loves the blanket.
Now, would she be upset if I brought Jack something?
There's a chance.
There's a chance.
Yeah.
There's a chance she'll be mad, awkward, like.
I think you have to sneak it.
It's my birthday.
It's my birthday. Why would Jack get anything? And then what you say, which is very reasonable, is, well, on Jack's birthday, I brought you something. And then she'd say, so?
Yes, I don't think she wants to hear that.
So, yeah. We'll just be covert.
Okay.
We'll be covert. Right.
So if I bring Jack something.
Here's the thing about my guy Jack, though. If you don't, he won't care. Yeah. He's cool. He's just hanging out. She isn't. She's not just saying. She's wonderful. She's awesome. She's brilliant. She's beautiful. But she's bossy.
Yeah.
Boy.
Of course.
Boy, is she bossy.
Of course she is.
And it just gets more funny every single day.
Yeah.
It's like, let's try again.
Yeah.
Try again. At least put a please on the end of it. Try again.
At least put a please
just
on it.
Put a please on the end of it.
So I can feel like a damn adult.
Yeah,
here.
Let's get some manners going on in this house slightly. All right, let's do our best.
Before we get to the back page, big time blow for the Buffalo Bills. They lose Matt Milano, their quarterback of their defense. I knew that when they played their first preseason game, they said they held out him and Von Miller. And on the first play of the game, their best defensive player gets hurt in the D-line, but he's going to be fine. But yeah, they lose him for a torn pec. That's just brutal, man.
It's been brutal. I don't know. I mean, who knows what it's all going to
look
like.
Got hurt practice.
Yeah, you're right. Who knows what it's all going to look like when they get on the field, but it's been a tough off season for Buffalo.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it just feels like the momentum is I don't know, maybe their window closed. We'll see. They got Josh Allen, so I think they'll probably be okay, but we'll see. All right. With all that said, let's get to the back page with Bo.
Bringing you the stories that didn't make the cut anywhere else in the show. It's the back page with Bo Johnson on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
The back page with Bo every single day at this time. Again, one more reminder, if you want to hear Bo and Harper LaBelle on the call tonight, Prince Avenue Christian at Wes Forsyth, kickoff at 7:30 in the Corky Kell Classic. Hey, Bo.
What's going on, fellas? So I have a nice little rotation of shoes at home. You know, I like to coordinate my shoe colors with my wardrobe colors, but I don't know if I would consider myself a sneakerhead. I'm not sure what you have to do to qualify as a sneakerhead, but George Kittle claims to be a sneakerhead, and he's not afraid to let the San Francisco media hear about it.
You guys watch us all the time, but there's a special teams period where I catch some footballs, and I like to observe you guys. And you guys really need to up your sneaker game. It's absolutely atrocious. I got some Vomeros. Those are fire. And Grant wears Vans every single day. New Balances. They look like Vans. Yeah, those are Vans. It's okay. But you wear those every day, so I need you to switch those up. But I observe all your guys' shoes, and I am disappointed in you guys as a community. So if we could up those, please. It's year eight, guys. Let's figure this out together. Okay, now it's all you guys.
So did he just have to tell a member of the San Francisco media what kind of shoes that he had on his own feet?
Yes.
It did seem that way.
It did seem that way.
Yeah, the guy thought he had New Balances on.
Come on, people.
Damn, homie.
Yeah.
I mean, he's burning the meat in Ottawa, Andy. I'm trying to get those articles
Maybe
out.
That's what it is.
That's what it is.
I will. I'm sort of two minds about this one. He's right. Like, the media in general, and it's not just the shoes, the media in general is not a well-dressed group. Like, you can come out to Falcons practice and just sort of observe the people that cover the team. And it's, I mean, it's not a fashion show.
Right.
It's a lot of dry fit polos, khaki shorts, and New Balance or whatever sort of shoe that you get from like a, right. you know, like a Costco or something.
Oh, okay.
Like that, which, you know.
Whatever.
Right. Yeah, who cares?
Right.
I mean, George Kittle makes a lot of money.
He does.
Those guys have one pair of shoe money.
On the one part where we saw on the receiver thing, his wife hung up all his shoes in his in the ceiling of his house. Yes, he's got plenty of bread.
Yeah,
they buy sneakers.
He's got sneaker money.
Yes,
that guy who's writing about the team has
does not
New Balance money or fans money or whatever it is.
Does not.
But yeah, the there's a lot of good things about people that cover teams. They're very smart. They're good writers, they're whatever. I don't know, probably good people, but fashion is not one of them.
But at least know what shoes you have on your feet. Come on, you did buy them, or did your mom buy for them? Maybe that. Maybe
or your wife might have bought.
A lot of these guys lives in their mom's basement anyway. So,
I don't know. Like, I bet my dad doesn't know the brand of shoes that he has on today.
Well, interesting. I mean, because Mr. Bunker don't care.
He doesn't.
Mr. Bunker, as long as he got the cutoffs, all right. And the jeans, the white tee.
Yeah.
We know he don't own a belt.
Because I've said to my dad before, like, oh, those are, I don't know, like he'll get like a new pair of Asics or something. Uh-huh. Or like, those are nice Asics. He's like, what's that? I was like, your shoes. Like, oh, I don't know.
Yeah.
Michelle got them for me.
You know, I don't. Yeah. You know how I am about shoes. Whatever.
Yeah, man.
So have y'all heard the story of 68-year-old Vera Liddell? Name doesn't ring a bell?
No.
It probably shouldn't. No. Vera Liddell worked for almost a decade in a Chicago suburb elementary school where she was in charge of ordering food. In that time, Vera stole, over 19 months, Vera stole 11,000 cases of chicken wings. Not exactly sure what she was doing with them, but they came up to over $1.5 million in chicken wings. And now Chiefs defensive tackle Chris Jones is offering to pay the $1.5 million to spring her out of jail if the authorities will allow.
How much time she get?
She had, where is it here? Like 9 years.
They gave her nine years?
$1.5 million in chicken wings.
According to presumed innocent, you only get 8 years for manslaughter.
She got nine years for stealing chicken wings?
Stealing chicken wings.
God, that seems excessive. Very excessive.
That seems like an excessive punishment.
Very excessive.
See, this
story. I don't think that you should steal food from an elementary school.
No, you should
not. I do not think that you should. I don't think.
But 9 years, when people do worse to get less? Was that a plea deal?
She pled up.
Actually,
I would like more.
Man, you don't want to set a precedence of letting somebody pay the bank and let her out, but damn, 9 years?
Yeah, she is 68 years old. This actually has a lot of people on social media split as to where you could say that she was stealing from children. What she was doing, she was just ordering up on the chicken wings. She got busted when she went way over her food budget.
So it's not like she
was ordering food for the school and then stealing it out the supply room. She was just taking it straight up off the truck.
Now, which, great. I mean, I like it. But I do wonder, like, was she just eating a lot of chicken wings? Or
was she feeding somebody with these chicken wings?
Or was she given, like a pretty good deal to a chicken wing joint in her house?
I don't think she, like, started, like, a wing stop or something.
Or maybe she was supplying one.
I don't know, man. That seems excessive.
But also, if you were feeding misfortunate, you know, families, wouldn't you order, you know, like some bread, maybe some milk and steal that too? This was $1.5 million.
All I need is wings, though. I don't need nothing else. I don't need no celery, which I still don't understand why they put celery in chicken wing boxes.
I don't either, but I eat it.
Yeah, I don't ever eat no. Yeah, don't eat no ranch.
I don't ask for it, but I do eat it.
No.
I do eat the carrot sticks and celery after I'm done with my chicken.
Really?
Cool. Yeah.
Cools your mouth
off. Do you dip it in the sauce?
Uh-uh.
Sure do. I do.
I'll usually get some barbecue sauce and dip my wings in it.
Go ahead.
But no, I don't dip my my veggies in sauce.
You take that pool of wing sauce.
I like to raw dog my veggies.
At the bottom of the plate, and you smear your celery through it. Then you dip it in the blue cheese.
We're having fun, and people get so technical.
Oh, man.
Dude, we're just having fun, dog.
What did we get yesterday?
It's grand larceny if it's over $25,000. Who gives a damn?
We're just goofing off, man.
Goodness gracious.
Hopefully.
We don't need you. Got doggone well actually asses. God.
Hopefully we're not trying to make it like a real legal conversation.
So,
goodness.
Yeah. Does what she's doing with the chicken wings change your opinion of what she was doing?
Yes.
Like if she was Robin Hooding the chicken wings, you know what I mean? She's charging the school district a little extra to take them and give them to the less fortunate. You know, you kind of like that.
Yes.
I like a Robin Hood chicken winger.
Yes.
So, unlike Hatery France, Joel Embiid was actually recognized by his home country of Cameroon this past week by them giving him the Order of Valor for competing and winning in the Olympics. So good for you, Joel Embiid. Good for you, country of Cameroon. Shame on you, France.
Good for him.
That sounds like a badass thing to get. Good for the country.
Yeah.
Now, they don't have a team.
They don't have a team.
No. So they can't really be mad at him because they don't have a team.
Yeah. Given to him by the president of Cameroon, like handed to him by the president of Cameroon. So
what does an order of valor look like? Is that like a key to the city?
I'm not sure. It's an honor given to Cameroon natives who have made exceptional contributions in the field of art, science, agriculture, or commerce.
I love it, man.
Yeah, man.
Art, science, which one of those did he do?
Arts, maybe. Or maybe he's a scientist in Cameroon. Who knows? Joel Embiid, you know, spreads his wings on
arts. Yeah, but I mean, we already talked about.
Oh, it's a medal.
Oh, it's a medal. Oh, that's pretty dope.
Yeah, that is very cool.
Because we talk about how much we hate dislike the French.
Sure.
Like, this Olympics made me dislike him even more.
Really?
Why are you booing this man?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Why are you booing this man?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because he didn't want to play for your country.
Yeah, he said, I want to play for you guys.
Y'all got other folks.
He wanted a gold medal.
He wanted a damn gold medal.
Not a silver one. He wanted a gold one. Even if he played for them, they wouldn't have won.
No, they would not have won.
Yeah, they wouldn't have made that. Although he did play quite good in the win against Serbia. Big-time performance from Joel Embiid
in the win
against Serbia.
And the best part is he went there and got it.
Where?
Cameroon.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, went to Cameroon.
Yeah, he did.
That's awesome. Yeah, that's awesome.
That is
cool. I love it.
So he got a gold medal and an Order of Valor.
Winning!
He's winning.
Yeah, he don't need you, friends.
All he needs to do is get in shape, and he'll be ready to roll.
Yeah. All he needs is to have LeBron and Steph and KD and all those guys. Although the Sixers signed a million guys this offseason, too, so who knows. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Lots to get to, obviously, as last night was a big night. So don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.